the question was, what makes the way of the heart different from other modalities, other ways? And I'd like to answer that because as I sit with that question, I realize that that's not important to me, nor would I ever want to focus on that. I'm not interested in what makes us different. I'm interested in what the truth is inside of us. I'm interested in revealing the wholeness within, and then from that place, being able to find wholeness and value in everything and connect with others. I'm interested in unity rather than the complexity of separateness, that one must be separate to be better than. The real gift is in what unites us in ourselves and unites us with each other. That's a sign of spiritual advancement. That's a sign that one is doing their digestion work. So I could say what's important to me with the way of the heart, what I value, and that's primarily what I value, is a way, a what, that embodies a vast array of tools that connect us and help one connect if one is a student, willing to be a student of oneself, that can connect one more deeply with the truth within and with the love within and the possibilities and the joy and also the guidance and empowerment, the things that we all need to be able to function more clearly, also with meaning. We lead so often with meaning, we lead with intention, which I didn't find in the work I did. And I found that people would get caught in their lower self and their shadow and their reactive self and their neighbor's intention and try and be good enough for someone else, when it was simply a matter of asking, what am I hungry for? What am I longing for myself and for the world? And if we're honest there, all the other tools, all the other ways that the way of the heart offers, then feed one. But one of the conditions of being able to enter into the way of the heart's work is to have an intention, to have a longing of one's heart that's from within. What I mean by that is, if one wants better relationship outside, I would ask, what is it then that's calling you to have within so that your relationships are better outside? Because ultimately the answer, the responsibility, and the longing starts from within, within our own relationship with ourselves, and then moves to the outer. So often though, we're directed outward, and it's sometimes hard to turn people inward. It's a hard question, isn't it? What do you want? You know, some people that I've had as students for years have said, no one's ever asked me before if I'm okay or what do I want? You know, what do I want? And am I struggling with something? Because sometimes that's the doorway to look at what I want. I have found to bring the empathy to ourselves and another and ask, are you okay? Is there a place you wish to be more okay? If you could have a quality, what would it be? I go back to intention. Where I brought this to the way of the heart was through the Native American vision quest ceremony that allowed prayer ties that you made with your intention, your prayer for what you wanted for yourself in the world, and they protected you. And nothing could cross that line of the 405 prayer ties in Lakota tradition unless it was answering a prayer. It was a very real, very powerful ceremony that put me on my life path and service. And what moved me so much was the protection of our prayers, of our intention, of our longing. It actually edits out, when you know what you want, it edits what is not for my life. And that's a very great gift to have, to know what one wants. One begins to fill the vessel of one's heart with the answers to the prayers, with additional longings. A dialogue opens if we stay in the stream, if we protect that which we want, if we value that as something that's attracting our life to us, it's not based on what we've gone through our life. It's based on what we're attracted to in the future, the infinite possibilities. This is physics, this is spirituality. And I'm so moved by that, that we have this power within us, and it starts with our deficit, with our hunger, which we don't always think of as a power, certainly when we see the crisis of hunger in the world. And yet to elevate that to a place of a doorway in our own hearts, and to take time to be honest with what it is. When we're honest with our intention, then the work that we offer, you know, from the way we do inner practice and the inner life and breath and self-exploration and grief and shadow and integration, energy work, relationship, service, life mission, action in the world, all of that then will feed us because it's feeding something real. So I would say, to me, what unites everything on the planet is the way we enter into what we do. Are we willing to be trained in how to seek, in how to ask, in how to spend time and go slow with what it is I'm really longing for, so that it can be revealed? And from that place, I can then build a very strong foundation in my life. There's this journey we go on, and each of us have our own doors. So for me to talk about the way of the heart and to talk about the tools, I would say that's less important, even though I think they're beautiful tools. And I have students that would corroborate that and stand for that, thousands over the almost 40 years. But what's to me more important than the tools is the way we are doing it. They say of any manifestation, only 3% is what you do. And yet most of us ask, what do you do? So you know someone 3%. 97% is the way you're doing it. The sincerity, the truthfulness, the beauty, the depth in which we enter, the consistency, the motivation, the intention behind it that uplifts us in difficult times. I have been so honored to be a seeker on this path of the way of the heart. We have a real lineage above us to make sure the checks and balances are in place in the guidance and the offerings. But I would say the biggest check and balance of my life has been checking in every day with my own intention, my own heart. Is it true, what I'm saying I want? Is it kind? Is it loving? And is it necessary? And when I'm in alignment with those three conditions, there's a freedom of action, of trusting intuition, and of doing the work from that place. So that's perhaps a long answer to a question: how is the way of the heart different than other things? And maybe I answered it. Maybe that's a difference, but I don't want to focus on the difference. I want to focus on the inner communion with what's important to us, and then how we make that connection with others from our own truth, having respect for their truth and their way.